At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever felt like you were pushing against an immovable wall in your life? Like a wall of adversity, struggle, or seemingly overwhelming obstacles? Well, I have some good news for you today. Prayer and fasting are two powerful weapons that God has given us to break down strongholds and bring about change in our lives. Remember, there is no situation too hard for God to handle, and no chain too strong for Him to break. When we combine prayer and fasting, we align ourselves with God's will and invite His power to move in extraordinary ways. Today, I will be exploring how to effectively pray and fast for a breakthrough in your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in our fast-paced world, we often seek quick fixes and instant solutions. But true breakthrough often requires dedicated time with God. I want you to know that breakthrough is possible. God wants to move mightily in your life. He is waiting for you to create space for Him to work. Prayer and fasting carve out that sacred space in our lives. They position us to receive God's guidance, strength, and miraculous intervention. But prayer and fasting are not magic formulas. They are powerful tools to align our hearts with God's will. They help us tune out the noise of the world and tune in to God's voice. Through prayer and fasting, we humble ourselves before our Creator. We acknowledge our dependence on Him and invite His power into our circumstances. As it says in Mark 9, verse 29, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. And also, in Isaiah 58, verse 6, God says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke." My dear friends, this is the kind of breakthrough that God desires for us, one that liberates and sets us free. But how do we truly engage in this kind of prayer and fasting? Let's discover together how to partner with God through prayer and fasting to see mountains moved and victories won. I will share with you 3 powerful perspectives on how to pray and fast for breakthrough in your life. Number 1, prepare your heart for breakthrough. My friends, as we begin this journey of how to pray and fast for breakthrough, we must first prepare our hearts. Just as a farmer prepares the soil, before planting seeds, we must cultivate the ground of our hearts to receive God's word and power. This preparation is crucial, for it determines how effectively we can engage in prayer and fasting. Let's begin by examining our motives. Why do we seek breakthrough? Is it merely for personal gain? Or is it to glorify God and further His kingdom? Listen to this. In James 4, verse 3, we are reminded, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." This verse challenges us to check our hearts and align our desires with God's will. When we fast and pray with pure motives, we open ourselves to God's transformative power. Next, we must approach God with humility and reverence. Fasting is not a way to manipulate God or force His hand. Rather, it's an act of submission and dependence on Him. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, God promises, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." This verse emphasizes the importance of humility in our approach to God. When we humble ourselves through fasting, we acknowledge that our strength alone is insufficient. We recognize our need for God's intervention and grace. As we prepare our hearts, we must also be willing to confront and repent of any sin in our lives. Sin can create barriers between us and God, hindering our prayers and blocking breakthrough. The psalmist understood this when he wrote in Psalm 66, verses 18 to 19, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer." Take time to allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Are there areas of disobedience or unforgiveness that you need to address? Repentance clears the way for God to move powerfully in your life. Another crucial aspect of heart preparation is forgiveness. Holding on to bitterness or resentment can block the flow of God's blessings in our lives. Jesus taught in Mark 11, verses 25 to 26, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." As you enter into a time of prayer and fasting, release any grudges or offenses you've been holding on to. Choose to forgive, just as God has forgiven you. This act of forgiveness frees your heart to fully engage with God. Now, my dear friends, let's consider the importance of faith in our preparation. Hebrews 11, verse 6 tells us, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." As you prepare to pray and fast for breakthrough, strengthen your faith. Remind yourself of God's faithfulness in the past. Meditate on His promises and character. Faith is the currency of heaven, and it pleases God when we approach Him with unwavering trust. Also, consider that while prayer and fasting are personal disciplines, we weren't meant to walk this journey alone. In Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 to 10, we read, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." Consider sharing your commitment to prayer and fasting with a faithful believer or your Christian community. This helps to provide accountability, and you may also ask them to stand with you in prayer. Their support can encourage you when the journey becomes challenging. As you prepare your heart, also prepare your environment. Create a dedicated space and time for prayer and fasting. Remove distractions that might hinder your focus on God. In Matthew 6, verse 6, Jesus instructs, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." This doesn't necessarily mean you need a physical room, but rather a focused, undistracted time with God. It could be a quiet corner in your home, a peaceful spot in nature, or even a specific time of day set aside for communion with God. Furthermore, as you prepare, be expectant. Approach your time of prayer and fasting with anticipation, knowing that God is eager to meet with you. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 assures us, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." God is not hiding.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
From you, my friends. He longs to reveal himself and his plans for your life. Come to him with an open heart and mind, ready to receive whatever he has for you. Remember, breakthrough often comes in unexpected ways. Be open to God's methods and timing, trusting that his ways are higher than ours. As you prepare your heart for this journey of prayer and fasting, may you be filled with hope and expectation. God is faithful, and he honors those who earnestly seek him. Your breakthrough is on the horizon, my dear friends. Number 2, understand the power of focused prayer. My friends, now that we've prepared our hearts, let's consider the power of focused prayer in our quest for breakthrough. Prayer is not just about speaking to God, but also about listening and aligning ourselves with his will. When we combine prayer with fasting, we sharpen our spiritual senses and increase our receptivity to God's voice. Let's explore how we can pray effectively for breakthrough. First, we must understand that prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. Too often, we come to God with our list of requests, but fail to pause and listen for his response. In 1 Samuel 3, verse 10, we see young Samuel's response to God's call, "Speak, for your servant hears." This should be our attitude in prayer, eager to hear what God has to say. As you pray for breakthrough, take time to be still and listen. God may give you specific instructions, reveal areas that need addressing, or simply reassure you of his love and presence. Next, let's consider the importance of persistence in prayer. Jesus taught about this in Luke 18, verses 1 to 8, with the parable of the persistent widow. He concluded by saying, "And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?" Persistence in prayer demonstrates our faith and determination. It's not about wearing God down, but about aligning our hearts with his timing and purposes. When praying for breakthrough, don't give up if you don't see immediate results. Keep pressing in, knowing that God is working even when we can't see it. Another key aspect of focused prayer is praying according to God's will. In 1 John 5, verse 14, we're told, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." So how do we know God's will? I recently shared an entire message on this very topic. We can discover his will by immersing ourselves in his word. As you fast and pray, spend time studying scripture. Let God's word shape your prayers and guide your requests. When we pray in line with God's will, we can have confidence that he hears and will answer. My dear friends, don't underestimate the power of praising God in your prayers. Praise shifts our focus from our problems to God's greatness. In 2 Chronicles 20, we see King Jehoshaphat facing a vast army. And what was his response? He appointed people to sing praises to God as they marched out to battle. The result was a miraculous victory. As you pray for breakthrough, incorporate praise and thanksgiving. Declare God's goodness and faithfulness even before you see the answer. This act of faith pleases God and can often be the key that unlocks your breakthrough. Now, let's talk about the importance of specific prayer. While there's certainly a place for general prayers when seeking breakthrough, be as specific as possible. In Mark 10, verses 51 to 52, Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus knew what Bartimaeus needed, but he wanted him to articulate his specific request. When you pray, be clear about what breakthrough you're seeking. Is it in your health, finances, relationships, or spiritual life? Bring these specific needs before God, trusting Him to answer according to His perfect will and timing. Also, remember the power of agreeing in prayer with others. Matthew 18, verse 19 says, "Again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." I encourage you to pray along with us and others on our Daily Jesus devotional or Daily Jesus prayers channels. You may also consider finding your own prayer partner or group to stand with you in faith for your breakthrough. There's something powerful about joining our faith with others, supporting and encouraging one another in prayer. My friends, as you engage in focused prayer during your fast, remember that God is not distant or uninterested. He is a loving Father who delights in communing with His children. Approach Him with confidence, knowing that He hears every word and sees every tear. Your breakthrough may come suddenly, or it may unfold gradually. But as you persist in prayer, aligned with God's will, and full of faith, you can be assured that God is working all things together for your good. Number 3, understand the transformative power of fasting. My friends, we've explored the importance of heart preparation and focused prayer. Now, let's focus on the transformative power of fasting when combined with prayer. Fasting is a spiritual discipline that has been practiced by believers throughout history. It's a powerful way to humble ourselves before God and intensify our prayers. When we fast, we deliberately set aside physical nourishment to feast on spiritual sustenance. It's a tangible way of saying, "God, I need you more than I need food." In Matthew 6, verse 16, Jesus says, "Moreover, when you fast, not if you fast." He assumed His followers would practice this discipline. But why is fasting so powerful? Firstly, fasting helps us break free from the distractions of the physical world. When we deny our bodies food, we become acutely aware of our dependence on God. This heightened spiritual sensitivity can lead to breakthroughs in our relationship with Him. In Isaiah 58, verse 6, God describes the kind of fast He has chosen: to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. This verse reveals that true fasting has the power to break spiritual bondages and lift burdens. As you fast for breakthrough, expect God to break chains in your life that may have held you back for years. My dear friends, it's important to remember and understand that fasting is not about earning God's favor or twisting His arm. Rather, it's about positioning ourselves to receive what He already wants to give us. Fasting helps us tune out the noise of the world and tune in to God's voice. It creates space in our lives for God to move in powerful ways. Now, let's address some practical aspects of fasting. There are different types of fasts mentioned in the Bible. Some fasted from all food but drank water, like Ezra in Ezra 8, verse 21. Ezra proclaimed a fast to humble themselves before God to seek guidance. While the text does not specify the details, it's reasonable to infer that this fast could have involved abstaining from food, but not necessarily water, as fasting from both food and water is usually explicitly mentioned in the Bible. Others, like Esther, fasted from both food and water for a short period. Some practiced partial fasts, like Daniel, who abstained from certain foods. The type and duration of your fast should be led by the Holy Spirit. If you have health concerns, please consult your doctor and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit before beginning a fast. Remember, the power of a fast lies not in its length or intensity, but in the sincerity of your heart. As you fast, be prepared for challenges. Your body may protest, and you may face increased temptation or spiritual opposition. In Matthew 4, verse 2, we read, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry." Even Jesus experienced physical hunger during his fast, but he resisted temptation by using the Word of God. Similarly, arm yourself with Scripture as you fast. When hunger pangs hit or doubts creep in, feed on God's promises. My friends, it's crucial to use the time you would normally spend eating for spiritual pursuits. Pray, read your Bible, worship, or serve others. Replace physical food with spiritual food. As Jesus said in John 4, verse 34, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Let doing God's will become your nourishment during your fast. Another important aspect of fasting is maintaining a spirit of humility. In Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18, Jesus warns against fasting to be seen by others. He instructs us to fast in secret, knowing that our Father who sees in secret will reward us openly. Don't broadcast your fast to everyone or wear it as a badge of honor. Let your changed attitude and actions be the only evidence of your fast. As you fast and pray for breakthrough, be open to God's direction. Sometimes the breakthrough we seek is different from what God has in mind. He may use your fast to reveal areas in your life that need change. He might give you a new vision or redirect your priorities. In Acts 13, verses 2 to 3, we see how fasting led to clear direction. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Be ready for God to speak and lead you in unexpected ways during your fast. My dear friends, as you combine fasting with your prayers for breakthrough, expect God to move. Fasting demonstrates our seriousness and desperation for God's divine intervention. It positions us to receive His power and grace in a fresh way. Whether your breakthrough comes during the fast or afterwards, trust that God is working. He sees your heart and honors your sacrifice. Remember, the goal of fasting is not just to receive something from God, but to know Him more intimately. Let your hunger for food remind you of your deeper hunger for God's presence and power in your life. My friends, I want to encourage you. Fasting may be challenging, but it's also very rewarding. It has the power to transform not just your circumstances, but your very character. As you fast and pray for breakthrough, may you experience God's presence in new and powerful ways. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you, the Almighty King, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the one who holds all power and authority in your hands. I praise you, O Lord, for you are mighty, and your glory fills the heavens and the earth. Lord, there is none like you, who is rich in mercy, overflowing in love, and abundant in grace. Your word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it never returns void. I exalt your holy name, for you are the God of breakthroughs, the God who breaks every chain and sets the captives free. I magnify you, Lord, for you are the lifter of my head and the strength of my life. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness towards me. I am grateful for your unfailing love and your favor that surrounds me like a shield. Thank you for every blessing, every answered prayer, and every victory you have brought into my life. I come before you with a heart of gratitude, knowing that you have been my refuge and my fortress. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for every sin that I have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. I repent of every thought, word, and action that has grieved your spirit. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. I desire to draw closer to you through prayer and fasting, knowing that it is not by my might or power, but by your Spirit, O Lord. As I seek your presence, I surrender my will and my plans to you, and I ask that you align my heart with yours. Lord, break every stronghold in my life that stands against your purposes for me. Give me the strength and discipline to seek you diligently, for I know that you reward those who earnestly seek you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every hindrance to my breakthrough is removed. I bind every spirit of doubt, fear, and confusion that tries to cloud my mind and hinder my prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every scheme of the enemy that seeks to distract or discourage me from pursuing you wholeheartedly. I decree and declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak victory over every battle and peace over every storm in my life. Lord, I ask for healing in every area of my life that needs your touch. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I come against every attack of sickness and disease, of depression, anxiety, and oppression. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing and restoration over my body, my mind, and my spirit. Let your healing power flow through me, bringing wholeness and renewal. Father, I pray for protection over myself and my loved ones. Cover us with your precious blood and surround us with your angels. Shield us from every arrow of the enemy and every trap that has been set against us. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. O Lord, keep us safe under the shadow of your wings. Protect us from harm, danger, and every plan of the evil one. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting up each other before your throne of grace. We pray for each other, asking for breakthroughs, healing, and deliverance in every area of our lives. Lord, let your Holy Spirit move among us, empowering us and filling us with your presence. We claim victory in the name of Jesus over every battle we face. We thank you, Lord, for the healing, the provision, and the protection that you are releasing over us right now. Let your will be done in our lives as we submit to you. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of Jesus, you can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.